This is Tom Roy with radio news from Waveform's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. The Federal Communications Commission is waiting to see if the federal government will be open on Tuesday, October 1st, and David Oxenford at Broadcast Law Blog writes about what might happen. Congress needs to pass a, quote, continuing resolution, unquote, to keep the government running at current levels, and that is in doubt at the moment. No plan for a shutdown has been announced yet, but under a plan for 2011, when the government last came within hours of a shutdown, all the FCC's workforce would need to go home and could not perform any functions while the government is closed. Quote, there will be no construction permits issued for new or improved stations and no grants of other pending applications, including assignments and transfers, meaning that sales of stations would be in limbo for however long the shutdown lasts. And in most other shutdowns or in shutdown planning, the commission staff was not even allowed to voluntarily do anything related to their official business, so they could not answer emails or phone calls from home or travel on their own dime to anything related to their official functions, unquote, Oxenford wrote in Broadcast Law Blog. Stop watching us. A coalition of more than 100 public advocacy organizations and companies, including Electronic Frontier Foundation, the American Civil Liberties Union, National Libertarian Party, and others, are organizing 2 days of lobbying Congress and a mass rally in Washington, D.C., October 25th and 26th, about the government's surveillance programs. October 26th, the day of the rally, is the 12th anniversary of the Patriot Act signing. RIA Novosti reported last week that Voice of Russia is closing its shortwave service. Now they have released a vague response, quote, unfortunately, so far we have no official information as regards to the cancellation of shortwave broadcasting. However, we cannot rule out such a scenario for the future, since currently the Voice of Russia is speedily introducing modern-day technologies of radio and internet broadcasting, unquote. Free Speech Radio News aired its final broadcast September 27th. Here is the beginning and the end of the very last show.
This is Free Speech Radio News for Friday, September 27th, 2013. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina. That's it for today's program. The newscast was produced by Catherine Kump. Headlines editor was Jess Burns. Our Washington, D.C. correspondent, Alice Olstein. Our technical production team at KPFA Berkeley is Janine Eder and Carla West. Our theme music was composed and produced by Alan Weatherhead. Today is FSRN's last daily news program. After more than 3,400 newscasts, 22,000 reports from across the world, and more than 13 years of global grassroots reporting, we at FSRN would like to express our deep appreciation for the network of listeners, supporters, reporters, and community radio stations that have helped us bring underreported, timely news to the air. In the past few days, we've heard from many of you about how important FSRN is in your lives, and we hope you'll stay in touch as FSRN seeks a new way to continue to do the work that we all value. You can find out more about what's next for FSRN on our website, fsrn.org, stay in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook, and to send us your suggestions about the future of Free Speech Radio News, you can write us at comments@fsrn.org. Finally, on behalf of all of us at FSRN, thank you for listening. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina.